Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Sean Cornelius on the line with me. Sean, say hello to the people and let them know a little bit about you.
Okay, well, hello to you, and hello, people. This is Sean Cornelius. I am an entertainer, 30-year comedian, stand-up comic going into my 30th year. Also, I'm an author. I have two books. My second book is actually coming out this week. I play the guitar. I play the piano. I'm a performer, a musician, a singer, an actor, which is really, I should have mentioned that first because that was the first thing that pushed me when I went to school. I went to Troy University down in Raleigh, North Carolina, and graduated in 1991 with a Bachelor's of Arts degree. Mm. And basically been pursuing the career and doing the career all this time, whether it's been in the arts. I did some radio as well. I've done a lot of things in my career and in my time of my artistic level, and just been doing so many different things. I've also did some films. My major film was Whatever It Takes, the movie When Blood Runs Cold, and that was a major motion picture that I did a couple of years ago in 2019, and it actually aired, or it was shown on 42nd Street at the AMC Theater.
Wow.
The Regal Theater, I'm sorry. The Regal Theater, yeah, and we had a packed house. We ended up having to get four theaters to show it. That was really nice. My partner was writing at that time, Omar Moore. That's out. Just done a bunch of things at Sean Cornelius Entertainer, which is on YouTube. So there were things that I did leading up until February of 2021.
Okay, and what happened in February 2021?
February 20th of 2021, I had an ischemic stroke. An ischemic stroke is when the blood supply to the part of the brain is disrupted, or it's reduced to preventing a brain tissue from getting oxygen.
Mm.
I didn't know that I was having a stroke, but that's what happened that day.
I want you to tell them the name of your book. You said you have a book, but you didn't say the name. What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is called My Stroke Story.
Okay.
And I just tell about what happened that day leading through those months, and some pictures are shown, and just my true feelings and things that happened leading to the stroke, and how blessed I was to write the book, and still looking for the lady who gave me the inspiration to write the book. It was at the 2022 CIDA Awards, and she came up to me at the end of the CIDA Awards and said, God's got a purpose for you. You have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that kind of pushed me to do what I had to do. That was a confirmation.
Right.
So I wrote the book. And I'm on the motivational speaking touring thing, and I'm just telling people and trying to help as I help myself.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, now we're near Thanksgiving and Christmas, this holiday season. What encouraging words can you give someone who may just be going through some things? So what can you share to someone who may be listening, that may be feeling a little down, to kind of encourage them to keep going?
Well, the first thing I have to say is I use prayer. I pray.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use prayer, then you have to use whatever you use to motivate yourself. But I use prayer, but I know God is real to me.
Uh-huh.
And I use motivational words to get myself going.
Okay.
Such as that I will not let fear get the best of me.
Mm.
You know, I'm on God's time. I'm not defeated.
Right.
You know, I'm worth it. You know, my skills are powerful. There's things that I say to myself that motivate me that I know. And I have friends. I have family.
Right.
I have people who are around that motivate me as well.
Right.
So I use a lot of the confirmations and motivations. I'm able, I'm smart, you know, things like that to push me forward.
Amen. I love I will not let fear get the best of me, because we know the scripture is God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So that's good. And if you don't take anything else, please take that with you. So now talk about the comedian aspect of your career. Are you back on the stage doing comedy?
Yes, I am back on the stage. When it happened in February of 2021, it took a few months before me to get back and get sharp again. And remember, we were going through the pandemic as well.
Right.
So you were off stage, you were doing, you know, dealing with the pandemic. November, I would say, was when I decided to go back on stage. And my first night was horrible from a fan's point of view, but knowing all of the situations that I was going through, it was an A++.
Right.
You know, people laughed and had a decent time, But I know myself after doing comedy for 30 years. So it was kind of hard at first, you know, because when I was in the hospital dealing with the stroke, my eye, left eye closed, my eyelid. Mm-hmm. And I had the numbness over my lip, and my legs were a little bit, you know, wobbly. And I guess that's from being in the hospital. So stand-up comedy has been like a resource, man. To me, I'm able to go on stage and let loose a lot of things. I've done it over the years. And this is just another situation where I was able to talk about it, laugh about it, throw some things out there, feel the way I felt about things. And really, you know, people don't know your situation.
Right.
They don't know, but they just, you know, so they laugh. They're there to laugh. And basically you can get your happy, your anger, your sadness out on any given night. And that's what I did.
And where do you normally perform?
There's a club called LOL, which is on West 46th Street down in Manhattan. And usually I'm there on the weekends. And then, you know, some nights during the week, I haven't begun to travel out, which I want to. I've been doing a lot of shows on the internet and things on that level. And I've been doing a lot of around New York shows. But I was traveling before the pandemic and all these other things and before the stroke hit. So I'm just looking to do those things, you know, as I venture forth.
Are you still doing your podcast?
I do a podcast. I do a podcast, excuse me, called After Dark with Sean Cornelius, and that's on BronxNet Television and BronxNet.org on Monday nights at 10:30. And I just bring in different people, talk to them about what they're doing. Basically, this week I just had a gentleman on who's like 23 years old. He's a young pastor. Mm-hmm. I call him a young pastor.
Right,
and he's been preaching since he's been about 10. So, I still do the internet shows. I still do my stand-up comedy. I'm playing my bass and doing things on that level to keep myself on things that I was doing prior to my acting. Not a lot of the acting, but just kind of, you know, now with the motivational speaking and pushing the book out there and getting out there, this is what I feel like I'm called to do.
That's excellent. And we appreciate you. You do so much. How did you get into the guise of entertainment? What drew you, at what age, or when did you know, like, yo, I really like entertainment and I'm going to take it by the horns?
I found out all of this at Shaw University. When I went to Shaw University, I had a teacher by the name of H. Bruce Capel, God bless his soul. And he and his wife, Patricia Capel, pushed me in a positive way because they were teachers. Mm-hmm. They were teachers of theater, and they knew how to motivate you to do something, and they saw in me. I still have the nickname Pretty Eyes is what I was named the first time I auditioned, Pretty Eyes. And it was basically, this is what you're meant to do. I was actually getting ready to get put out of school.
Wow.
And I was going to go join the police academy. But HB called my mom and told her if she would send me back down, he would make sure I graduated and did what I was supposed to do because I have a special gift.
Wow.
And she did. He believed him. And she sent me back. And I was going that day. He called the day that I was supposed to be going upstate. And it worked out well.
And out of all the levels of entertainment, you've touched them all, radio, TV, film, music, which one is your favorite?
I get asked that question, and I really, you know, it's hard to nail down one, and I do because, but I love them all, you know what I mean?
Right.
Sometimes there's a day where the music is just great. You know, some days there's a day of making films or creating is great. Some days writing is fantastic. Some days being on stage can just be a rush. So I don't know. Right now I'm sitting there looking at my bass. I'll say music to you, but if you ask me on another day, I might say writing, you know, because I wrote a book. But music is really cool because you can lose yourself.
Right, right.
And you can lose everybody around you, and you just get into what you're doing on that level.
Each one of the things that you do take disciplines. So how do you discipline yourself? What's a day like for you?
Now it's basically, I would say more push. Some days it's forced because you don't, you know, obviously feel like it, but you push yourself to do because you know you're going to get a reward at the end of it. You know, when I pick up my bass and I start playing and I just play that bass, I played the bass one time. I call it for real in public, but I just do a lot of it inside. And I've learned so many songs on the bass. So you just have to push yourself, you know, and know that at the end, you're going to get the reward. Whatever the reward might be, that's what you're going for. It might be a new song that I might know, that I might learn. I learned a song by Yolanda Adams one night because I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And all of a sudden, I heard a piece of it, and I wanted to learn it.
Mm.
And I learned it, and it sounded so beautiful.
Do you have a favorite bass player?
I guess the one that I know of is Jamerson. James Jamerson.
Mm-hmm.
Used to do a lot of the Motown stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Boosie Collins is a famous bass player. Larry Graham, those guys who innovated stuff, and nobody present but the older cats that play bass.
Right.
And how they originated and did things. So I just kind of look at a lot of those videos, and I just kind of do, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of the two sisters that play bass. Oh, my goodness, I can't think of their name. Get down, boogie, oogie, oogie.
Taste the Honey.
Taste the Honey. Man, that bass line is crazy, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. See what happens when you talk music. It could just go somewhere. But yeah, Taste of Honey.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite bass lines. I just had to throw the ladies in there real quick.
Well, that's fine. That's understandable. No problem.
You're finishing the book. What's next for you?
I'm getting out on this road.
Okay.
You're helpful of having me do my conversation. I'm helping myself, but I'm also helping other people. And that's my biggest thing, because I know when I do what I do, I help myself. But I want to help other folks. You know, I want to, because I know there's a lot of people like me, and there's a lot of people that help me. You know, there's a lot of people that help me that don't even know me.
Mm.
And that's what I want to do. I want to be able for somebody to look at me and go, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. I joined a couple of stroke groups online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a stroke group at Montefiore, which meets once a month, and they've been very helpful to me. So I want to be able to be helpful. So for me, moving forward, I want to continue to do my stand-up. I want to be on shows like yours and radio shows and TV shows and podcasts and talk about this journey right now. And I'm so appreciative of what you're doing, allowing me to come on and talk about it. So that's what's next, continuing to get the gigs to communicate and talk about my situation as I continue to get better and move better.
And how can people reach you if they want you to come and maybe speak at one of their events? And how can people get your book?
People can reach me by SeanPoohCornelius@gmail.com. Which is SeanPoohCornelius@gmail.com. The book is actually going to be out on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I have to do that today. It's going to be on ebook soon. But it's also going to be on my website, which is SeanCorneliusEntertainment.com. And then I have a store on my website where you can go and get the book.
Right. Right. Well, one thing I always say, you know, as a survivor myself, is that the story of the victory is what people really need to hear. So it was my honor to speak with you and allow you on the platform, because we have to encourage one another. You know, even in Marvin Gaye's song, he says, all God asks of us is that we give each other love. And that's something that is
right.
We need immediately. So if we can let people know that, yeah, it's rough, but there's the other side where victory lies and lives very well. And we are the living examples that you can make it. And so, again,
right.
During this holiday season, let us remind you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So, Sean, thank you so much for sharing your story, man. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. And I just like to say, you have to push yourself as well. I came up with these letters with this word push, and it means pursuing the utmost success and happiness.
Wow.
You know, and you have to use that, because if you want to pursue your utmost success and happiness, you got to push yourself.
Right.
You know, you might be tired, you might endure some things, but just don't give up. And to me, prayer and being faithful, having God in your life, is important to me.
Me too, sir. So thank you again for coming by. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So definitely as you continue to grow and expand in your career, just know we are one of your media partners here to share the story.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome.